With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel launched a military strike in Doha, Qatar, in an effort to kill top Hamas leadership. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed the U.S. had advanced knowledge of the impending attack.
Unilaterally bombing inside Qatar, a sovereign nation and close ally of the United States that is working very hard and bravely taking risks with us to broker peace, does not advance Israel or America's goals. However, eliminating Hamas, who have profited off the misery of those living in Gaza, is a worthy goal.
On another topic, Leavitt said Democrats are pushing a hoax with the Jeffrey Epstein case. She said they're pretending to care about victims of crime. Leavitt also said the signature of a birthday card on a birthday card, allegedly from Donald Trump to Epstein, was fake. Officials in Charlotte are facing sharp criticism over the fatal stabbing of a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee on a North Carolina commuter train last month. The killing has captured the attention of President Trump and MAGA allies, including House Speaker Mike Johnson.
This young lady, Irina, survived Ukraine. She fled amid the deadliest land war in Europe since World War II. She fled to the safety, or so she thought, of the United States, just to have her life senselessly ended by someone who should have never been allowed to walk freely.
Critics blame officials for failing to keep the accused murderer off the streets, given his history of mental illness, arrests, and erratic behavior. There will not be a trial for 15 people accused of acting falsely as Michigan electors for President Trump in the 2020 election. A Michigan judge has dismissed the criminal cases. Ford recalling almost 1.5 million vehicles in the U.S. The rearview camera may show a blank or distorted image on the center display screen. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington takes a look at survey results on the question of sin.
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that about half of Americans say no, they do not commit sins. 16% don't even believe that sin exists. Amongst Christians, the survey indicates 1 in 4 do not believe they are sinners. CRC Director Dr. George Barna says churches must shoulder some of the blame for this, pointing to a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of all sermons even mentioned sin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has written a new book entitled Listening to the Law. She was one of the 5 justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, and in the book she explains her reasoning. Barrett says when it comes to abortion, the court must leave the matter to the democratic process, which requires citizens to persuade one another rather than a handful of Supreme Court justices. This is SRN News. As America's 250th anniversary approaches next year, the Trump administration is urging Americans to pray. It has announced the America Prays Initiative. The goal is to get 1 million people a week praying for the country.
Think about the miracles that would take place over the next year. Think about the transformation that you and I could witness in communities all across the land.
That's Housing Secretary Scott Turner. He made the announcement at the Museum of the Bible. Rupert Murdoch's family has reached a deal on control of his media empire after his death. The agreement ensures no change in direction at Fox News. The deal creates a trust giving control of the Fox Corporation to Lachlan Murdoch, Rupert's chosen heir, along with his younger sisters. The new trust will be in place until 2050. SRNnews.com.